passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Talks, where we're changing the world, wait for it, one Om at a time. This week on the Dr. Kevin Show, as always, we're bringing you some of the most interesting and fascinating people to help you take outside your box, stretch your comfort zones, and to push your realities, inform you, educate you, motivate you, and inspire you. As always, you can call in. This is now a live call-in show. You can call in and be part of the conversation here on the Dr. Kevin Show with tonight's guest at 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. Or you can go to facebook.com/mydrkevin. That's my Dr. Kevin. And you will find on that at the top of the page tonight's guest, how to contact them, all about them, and you can be leaving a comment there and we'll read it on air and share it. Remember, if you are not completely thrilled over the moon with the world, if you think the world could change, if you think the world could be a better place, if you feel like you have ideas, suggestions, or you would just like to see the world move in a certain direction, this gives you an opportunity to take an action, to speak out, to get involved with the process. So I invite you to step up to the plate, post something on Facebook, call in, ask our guest questions, ask me questions. And if you're listening to this as a replay, which this show will replay six more times before my next live show once a day, you can still ask a question on the Facebook page. I'll forward it to today's guest if it's for them and get an answer, or I'll answer it myself. But there's no reason to not be part of the conversation. If you're not part of the conversation, if you're not part of the solution, as it said, you're part of the problem. So coming into today's Dr. Kevin Show, for those of you who have been listening to me, well, I've been on air somewhere or the other for over 12 years now. In this latest incarnation here on Om Times, we start, for those of you who don't know what that is, topic that is either warms the cockles of or gets me a little hot under the collar. I was really torn between three hot topics today. It was a busy day in the hot topic atmosphere. So I think I'm going to choose, I'm going to do a little brief that's hot under the collar and a little one that's warm and fuzzy. My warm and fuzzy is something I picked up on Facebook about a guy who's 31 years old. His girlfriend is 91 years old. He likes dating older women. And he's been successfully having relationships with older women for the last 3, 4, 5 years. He's not looking for inheritance. He's not taking advantage of them. It's just who he's attracted to. As part of the article, of course, they interviewed other 30-year-old guys who think that something's got to be wrong with him. And I was really kind of amazed that there was so much negative commentary underneath, or signs, even from, especially from women, like making, you know, like emojis saying that the thought made them sick and ill or whatever. And of course, you're talking to somebody who is a big Harold and Maude fan. If you've not seen the movie Harold and Maude, it's an oldie but goodie. I suggest you look it up. This guy at 31, who's been dating this woman for, I think they said 5 years, 5 or 6 years, who's 91, he makes her happy. He gives her life. They enjoy each other's company. He dates other older women, and she knows it, and she's okay with it. He makes her feel young, and he brings her happiness. And I really feel that if you have something that makes you feel like it's disgusting because somebody else is happy, then you just need to get out of the way. You're attracted to, you're attracted to, whether it's the same sex, whether it's somebody older, whether it's somebody younger. As long as it's a consenting adult and both people want to participate in it, I think it's beautiful. I think that it's love. I think that it is a great thing. And I think there's not enough love and there's not enough happiness in the world. And if you have to do a vomit emoji because you don't get it, Well, no one's asking you to date somebody 60 years older or younger. I think you need to check yourself in and check yourself out and find out why you're having such a miserable life that you can't be happy at somebody else's happiness. But that made me warm under the collar. Two people are happy and they're enjoying each other's lives. And this 91-year-old woman is having a great life with a 31-year-old boyfriend. So for me, that's fabulous. On the other side, we have an article that just came to me a couple of days ago about disease risk soars 44.6% with this worst vaccine ever. An 8-month investigation revealed shocking flaws in Merrick's clinical trial design. Merrick basically fudged, didn't tell the truth, didn't keep accurate records. And now what we're finding is that a sexually active person that gets this vaccine has a 44.6% more likelihood to get the cancer. And so besides the fact that that's completely disgusting, it's completely disgusting that a major drug company lied to the FDA so they could make millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. And the article I'm reading is actually by a medical doctor. So, you know, this isn't made up. This isn't the airy-fairy new age community saying, oh, energetically it's bad. This is another scientist exposing the slime buckets that run the pharmaceutical industry. And you have heard me say before that over and over again, pharmaceuticals do something like this. They make $50 million, they make $100 million, they make $500 million, they get a $5 million fine. There's no disincentive for them not to lie to the FDA. There's no disincentive for them to not kill people if it makes money, and we don't hold them accountable. We don't hold them appropriately accountable, and that's because the pharmaceutical industry is the number one lobbyist by millions, tens of millions of dollars in Washington, D.C. And as long as we allow our politicians to take checks from the pharmaceuticals, our politicians are going to let these pharmaceutical companies kill our children, kill our spouses, kill our parents, and say, oops, we're sorry. Give us a little slap on the wrist. We won't do it again. Lying through their teeth because somebody in Washington got reelected on pharmaceutical dollars. We need to stand up and change this system. So that's my hot under the collar. I will now introduce today's guest. He gets to comment on either or both. Lucky him. He ended up with a double dose of Dr. Kevin today, but I just couldn't let either one of these go by the boards. Today's guest is Lenny Levine. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Lenny and then bring him in and my computer just froze. I'm sorry, because I have his thing right on there in front of me, and it just froze as I was reading this. So let me just give me a second to bring this up. Lenny, are you there as I'm looking for your bio to tell the world how fabulous you are?
I am here. I'm waiting to hear.
You're waiting to hear how fabulous you are. Good, because I'm waiting to tell the world how fabulous you are, and my computer is just not cooperating, but it will in a second. And then we will have Lenny weigh in on these topics for you. Okay, finally. Sorry about that. That's what you get for having a live show. Many research studies suggest that the musculoskeletal pain in the United States is at an all-time high. Lenny Levine, the founder of Wellness and Beyond, has raised a question why the current concepts of injury and treatment prevention are failing to produce successful outcome. This quest led him into the area of functional movement, and he discovered studying studying kinesiology in human anatomy, that some principles and components of science of human movement had been underplayed. In addition, his research revealed that movement is carried out by three main systems. We'll hear more about this from Lenny himself, I'm sure. But he has set out on a mission 8 years ago to improve the current injury assessment and treatment protocols. You can find out more about him. He's got a Facebook page. Again, all of these links are on My Dr. Kevin on Facebook. And you can click on any of these links and find out more about him. But we're going to move to Lenny right now. Lenny, how are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good. I'm going to have you try to see if you can speak up a little more or maybe get a little closer to the mic. I'm having a tiny little bit of a hard time hearing you.
All right. So is it better now?
That's a little better. So, Lenny, before we have you take my listeners outside the box, what do you think about today's hot topics?
Well, I think that you brought good points, and there's always opposite ways of views of the same issue. And your point of that if you not happy with somebody who is happy, then you have to look in your you're exactly right. You have to look in your own life and see what's going on, what's wrong with you yourself.
Yeah, because if somebody's happy and no one's getting hurt, why would it make you...
That's right, unhappy.
Why would it make you have to, like, you know, do things like do vomit emojis?
Right. So
what do you think about this whole thing with the pharmaceutical companies? Now, you're into a form of alternative medicine. I would consider functional medicine something that people would look at as more alternative.
Mm-hmm.
And traditional.
Well, what basically,
Go ahead.
Yeah, what I'm thinking about too, because this is actually very much related. What I found and what I ended up doing, and what I found that beyond the injury treatment and assessment, existing protocols, the thing is that I found that. The established industries, like medical industry, like fitness industry, operating with the major gaps, and I found them. And then when I, on my own, I addressed them, working with the individual clients, they produced results that those industries don't think it's possible. So, and the same with the pharmaceutical industry, because they would do anything to make a buck. And it doesn't matter if somebody dies or gets a bad treatment or some bad side effects. They don't care. As long as they make the money, that's all they care.
Yep, as long as they make the money. And, you know, when someplace like a pharmaceutical company creates a more serious issue, they sell more drugs to fix the issue that they created.
Right, that's right. And this is us that we need to, in the same way we're going to be talking today about the medical field, that we need to take more proactive approach and see that our elected officials would do the justice rather than taking the money from them and getting elected.
How much, you know, how accountable should we make these officials? I mean, years ago, I did a radio show when that whole baby formula thing happened in China, and they found out that the head of a company over there knew that there was poison going into the baby formula, but they allowed him to sell it cheap. And after so many babies got killed, and they traced it back, that the people actually knew what was going on. That in China, what they did is they took the guy that was the absolute head of the company and they beheaded him. And I said, you know what? If we did that over here a couple of times with some drug companies, you'd see them straighten up really fast. I had a lot of people horrified that I said that, but I'm going to say it again.
Right.
I think that we have to have a much more proportional response to these people who play fast and loose with the lives of the people that get their drugs forced upon them through doctors who their only education about the drug comes from the pharmaceutical company. You know, the doctor sits there and has lunch and gets continuing ed credits. Well, a pharmaceutical rep, you know, looks at them and talks to them about this, and that's supposed to be an education. That should be illegal. The pharmaceutical rep makes money. That's not education. And then these doctors turn around and they give it to their patients. And then they go, well, I didn't know. Well, they should know. The doctor should be losing their license. The pharmaceutical salesman should be going to jail. And the people up there in charge of research and development should be going to jail for murder.
Right. Yeah.
They should go to jail for murder when these people die.
Right. If they murder somebody, then this is what they should be accountable for in the same degree, not just getting slapped by a fine. On some monetary restrictions or whatever they do with them when they find that they did something wrong.
Absolutely. So that being said, and we've talked about that a little bit, where, you know, in this first segment, and we only have a couple of minutes before our first break, but we'll continue the conversation afterwards. Once I start hearing the music, we have about 30 seconds to wrap up, and then the audience can't hear us anymore. So I want to... Mm-hmm. So when I say wrap up, basically, if we talk too much beyond that, they're not hearing us anyways. So where do you want to take my listeners out of the box? Where do you want to stretch their comfort zones about something that you think that they just don't understand the reality of it, Lenny?
Well,
educate my listeners.
So then basically, when I tell them that my story is a story of humble beginnings. When I went for my personal reasons, I wanted to figure out how I started competing and do competitive sports like triathlon and running, and I want to figure out how I can do this in the way that as I get older, I would stay healthy, I would be able to do it. And unfortunately, I didn't. When I started researching and talking to people, all I heard that there's nothing new to this. All you do is if you want to compete and run, for example, you run more. And then if you want to swim faster, you swim more. And that's the only answer. But the problem is, and this is why it came to eventually, I spent more of my time on injury treatment and assessment, because I saw that people who are doing that, they basically.
Oh, and there's the music. We'll be right back with Lenny Levine and functional therapy, and the miracles that it has created, right here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds, Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more. All to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome
Kevin.
Back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times. Remember, we are now a live call-in show. And you can call in at 202-570-7057. We are talking today to Lenny Levine. He is the founder of Wellness and Beyond. Since 2012, he has been, for the last 8 years. So that's 2012 was another date. But he has been responsible for identifying and putting together functional movement assessment and restoration programs based on integrated functioning of the three systems, the nervous system, the skeletal system, and the muscular system. Lenny, you were sharing a little bit with my audience. You were taking them outside the box. I want you to let you finish that thought, and then I'll move you on to our next question.
Okay. So basically, when I start looking into this, then the idea was that if you wanted to be healthy, you want to stay active. And then if you want to get to the next level, you want to, for example, do sports and competitive level, you have to really train hard, and this was the only answer. But then I also was seeing that people who following that, who staying active most of their lives, they once they get older, they becoming seriously dysfunctional, and they basically their body is breaking down. So to me, it didn't make any sense. If you do something for say 10, 20 years. And the body breaking down, it means you have some fundamental flaws the way you do it. And that led me into studying the science of human movement, which is kinesiology. And I found out that we don't understand what the body needs versus what we want to do. For example, we want to run a marathon, and many people can get through it somehow. And then afterwards, for 2 weeks, they cannot even walk up on the stairs. So, and basically, they seriously abused the body, and they didn't know how to do any better. And then, as a result of it, also what I found out that actually body is designed anatomically to run. I mean, I'm sure that if people hear this, some of this is going to sound very weird because so many people try to run. And most of them hated it because it's so hard. But the point is that if you don't learn how the body is supposed to function versus you just moving the body to the finish line and with one goal to finish as fast as you can, then you're going to cause serious dysfunction to your body. And this is where it started. And then I started finding more and more gaps as we're going to go along here that we don't really do what the body needs, and the more we keep doing what we want, the more we damage the body.
So you're saying that the body has a natural state, and when it's in that natural state and you understand it, that you can actually run better, faster, and more effortlessly. Did I hear that correctly?
That is absolutely correct. And it's not only running, but at the same time, I was trying to learn dancing, and I couldn't get anywhere with dancing because my body wasn't moving the way it's supposed to move. And they could not explain to me why is it I'm spending time, years going by, and I'm still moving the way I was when I started. And the thing is that if you see anybody in any type of physical activity where a person does something that everybody thinks it's amazing, it's because the body is capable of doing that. And the fact is that since those people most likely don't know anything about functional movement, that means that they didn't train functional movement. They just have it. And it means that the body is anatomically designed to do that. It's the only thing is it. So those people were born with that, and they're lucky, and they can use it. But also what I discovered that if you start running and it's so hard, or you start swimming it's so hard, or you start dancing it's so hard, then you, using the science, what I discovered, you could actually train, and you could get, do things that those amazing people do. Also, I want to make a point here that I'm not telling you that somebody who is really amazing and you start training and you're going to be as well as him or her. No. What I'm saying is that you could certainly make an improvement, and instead of being really bad, you can get to at least to a point that you're good. You might be not great, but you could less train your body because and discover that how the body is supposed to do it, then you would be able to do some of it at least, what those amazing people do.
Now, when do you think man forgot how to use his body? Because I bet ancient man didn't have those problems. I bet doing all these things came very natural. What do you think interrupted man's natural ability to do all of these things? Has your research showed any of that?
Well, it's, I don't think, there is a research, plenty of research of that, but one short answer for that is the modern lifestyle. Because modern lifestyle is very sedentary. So, and then if you sedentary, then what happens that you lose the ability to move, and then it becomes like a chain reaction where if you don't, body doesn't move well, then you don't want to move. So you want to sit around, and you want to take be comfortable, you want to relax, and this is, goes the other way. So the more you sedentary, the less you're going to be moving well, and if you're not moving well, then you're going to lose your natural ability to move.
So just to remind our audience, we are a live call-in show. I'm on today with Lenny Levine. You can call in at 202-570-7057. You can also find out more about him at his website, which is wellnessandbeyond.net. That's wellnessandbeyond.net. You can also come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, and you can find out all of his links and all of his information there. So, Lenny, I'm going to move on to the next question, which is always taking, you know, looking behind the curtain. There's a lot of things out there where we get something intentionally or unintentionally represented to us, like our hot topic. You know, the as I was saying, you know, the pharmaceutical rep is able to give continuing ed credits to a doctor for getting a sales pitch. And so there's a lot of misrepresentation. In this segment, I ask that my listener take something that they think has been misrepresented, hasn't been represented properly, that either intentionally or unintentionally, we've been fed a load of bull. What would you like to share with my audience about that?
Well, one thing is that I can give you an example that once I started practicing functional movement, I started getting people with problems, musculoskeletal issues. And as time went on, I started getting people with serious issues. So, for example, one of my clients was a 70-year-old man who had a swollen knee and two frozen shoulders. So he went to the doctors, and they told him the only thing that we could do is the surgery. So he was lucky enough that at the time I was working at one of the health clubs in Boston, and he found me. So I told him that there's a possibility that we could restore your functional movement and you won't need the surgery. Obviously, he was not really optimistic about this because he didn't know anything about it. But 2 months later, the swollen knee became normal, and frozen shoulders didn't limit him the way he used to. And, for example, he couldn't put a jacket on because he couldn't lift the arm of the his shoulder was so frozen. But point is that, see, this is what the misrepresentation is. So he went to the medical field, and also he went to physical therapy, and they did what they did. But in the end, they told him the pain didn't go away, and they told him that the only thing we could do, we can do a surgery. But in the end, he learned that he doesn't need a surgery. And to this day, he still has normal knees, and he is still in good condition because he maintains, he learned how to practice functional movement. And his shoulders also okay. And this is where we need to make public aware that if you have a problem like this, it doesn't have to be a surgical intervention. You can restore your functional movement, and it can be. It doesn't have to be that you maybe only 30 or 40 years old. And it can be you older. Like I had even clients who were 80 years old, and they were able to. I was able to restore some of it. Obviously, to what extent? Because it depends where you started. If the body is broken down very significantly, then to what extent you can restore it, it's a question. But you still, even seriously broken down, you still can restore some functionality.
Well, you know, you said something, as you were telling the story, you said something that really stood out to me. And this is one of the things I really want to highlight to my listeners that's so important, Lenny. You go to a medical doctor, and what they should be saying to you is, this is all we can do for you. Right. And if they're really secure in their practice and who they are, and aren't going through a demigod complex, they will say, there may be other things out there you would like to investigate, but as far as we're concerned, this is all we can do for you. Oftentimes, right. A doctor will say to somebody, this is all you can do. All you can do with a shoulder like this is have surgery. That's when the doctor needs to be pulled short. That's when you, the listeners, if you hear a doctor say, well, that's all you can do for this, that's when you, the listeners, need to say to your doctor, excuse me, didn't you mean to say that's all you know how to do for this? That, and we need to call them up short. I often say here that, you know, you can have two kinds of MDs. You can have an MD which is a managing director, who is willing to go out and go over things with you and discover what the possibilities are, both that are within his skill set and not within his skill set, and help you manage your care. And then there are the MDs who are minor deities. And they set up an altar, and they expect you to treat them like God, and they tell you what to do, and you're expected to do it, and you're not expected to question. And you know, as you told your story, this whole message came back up. Don't let your doctor tell you that's the only thing you can do. Make sure that you correct them to, that's the only thing you can do for me, not the only thing I can do. But that's a great story, and I love that story, Lenny.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and then adding to this, as time went on and I kept studying the science, I found some glaring oversights as far as the medical community or medical professionals concerned, because on the very first page of any text of a science of human movement or kinesiology book, you can find that a movement within the human body is accomplished by three systems within the human body. So it's almost everybody knows that. So it's a muscular system, it's a skeletal system, and it's a nervous system. So, and they need to work in unison to produce the efficient movement. However, what happens, and this is why the doctors don't know anything about the surgical intervention, they do not practice and do not even assess skeletal system and nervous system as a part of their injury assessment process. So existing injury treatment and assessment protocols do not include skeleton and do not include nervous system, which is a major oversight. So in other words, if you're treating the body only muscular system, you're treating like a one-third of the body. And there's no way you could get any results because you have to include the other two systems. And what happens that as a result of it, all focus on injury treatment and assessment protocols, it's about getting muscles stronger. But the problem is that if the skeletal system is not properly aligned, and this is what is the result because the injury happened, by the way, then you can't make muscles stronger. They cannot make them function properly. So, and this is where the gap is, and they don't even know. So in other words, if you go to a doctor and tell them that I have a knee problem, then and he's going to say, okay, so we need to strengthen your muscles. I'm going to send you to physical therapy, and we'll see what happens. But if you ask him that, what about the other two systems, he wouldn't know what to do. He wouldn't even know that it should be doing it. But if he agrees that, yeah, it should be done, I don't think he would be able to do it. And as a result, so what happened that I have no medical degree and no medical background, but I was able to study it and figure it out. And I started practicing. This is what my approach in functional movement program is, that I use all three systems as a part of the assessment and treatment. And the results speak for themselves. So that it's not the person I mentioned with the three surgeries recommended. I also have others. If you go to my YouTube channel, you can see other people who have different musculoskeletal issues. And by addressing all three systems at the same time, they were able to address the problems.
Well, and, you know, one of the things is, and I know any minute we're going to start hearing the music, but and there is the music. We are going to be back in just a minute. We're talking to Lenny Levine, who has found a lot of ways to help people not have to have surgery through functional therapy. And we'll be right back here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner and your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making home affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times. We are on this week with Lenny Levine, Lenny is the founder of Wellness and Beyond, and he had a quest to better understand how to, without surgery, help many people function better, solve issues that a lot of people have thought only needed to be solved with surgery. If you come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, if you come to my fan page, make sure you like me. I'm a likable guy. You can read all about it, and you can see all his links. He's got a link to his YouTube channel, his website, wellnessandbeyond.net, his Facebook, his LinkedIn. It's all here, and you get to see a picture of Lenny talking on the web on my Facebook page as well. You know, one of the things that's happened, Lenny, and this was predicted by a visionary back in the late 1800s, who mm-hmm. said that with the industrialization and the creation of the assembly line, that it would lead to the failure of the modern family, that, you know, we would become too compartmentalized, would become separated. Those were not his exact words, but his words are very prophetic. And that happens a lot in medicine, that they break the body up in parts as if what's going on in the nervous system and what goes on in the skeletal system and what goes on in the muscular system have to be looked at by three different doctors and have three different results or three different diagnoses and handled in three different ways. And guess what? It all exists in the same package. And right. everything affects everything else. And we seem to have lost that. In this last segment, Lenny, it's called What a Load of Crap with Dr. Kevin. And this is any load of crap that you think is going on in the world that you want to share with my listeners, hoping that by sharing it, it will be fertilizer, which will help them grow and become better people. What would you like to share?
Well, I'd like to share one thing that actually, if you call it a load of crap, then the healthcare industry already, at least the top management, already realizing that this is going on and some major changes have to be made. The other day I was driving here in Boston, and there was a billboard sign on one of the roads saying three words about the healthcare system: broken, complicated, and out of touch. And this was by one of the major hospitals here in the area. So they do realize that it's not working, and some major changes we need to make some, and they need to make some changes here. But point is that it's the more I do what I do, I realize that the changes have to be deeper and deeper, because what happens is, how come a person with no medical degree and background was able to find a solution that the whole industry is not even doesn't even think that it's possible? Because all they think that if you come with a bad knee, then the only thing they can do is take it out, and that's it. They take out your knees, your hips, anything that doesn't work. So, and what I found out that it seems to me that this is a reason that when I studied the science, the very first page said that what I said in the beginning, that a movement must be accomplished by three systems. So the entire, not only the medical the field now, but the teaching institutions, they teach this, and they somehow let this happen, that people get certified and graduated, and they still only know that they need to treat one third of the body, which is muscular system. So changes need to be made not only in the office, where a doctor should be treating all three systems at the same time, but also in the educational field, because people getting and they're gonna say that we, at this point, if you start talking to them, they probably say we don't we didn't know. we read it, yeah, we sort of forgot it, and we missed it, and they missed it, and they're going to say it's not maybe even our fault. But this is what happens. But in the meantime, I can tell you the statistics are really staggering. In 2011, the last statistic, they performed over 2 million replacement surgeries for the knees, hips, and spine. So it means every year people losing their knees, their hips, and they don't know there's another option. So, and this is what also this is what I was I thought this would be a great opportunity with your show that to bring awareness that you can go to the doctor and can tell him that, and he's going to tell you that you have no option, you have to get rid of your knee, but you tell him that I heard that there's another option and I'm going to look into it and see that I can keep my body parts intact.
Now, Lenny, do you actually live in Boston?
Yes. I live in the Boston area.
In the what?
I live in the Boston area, yes.
Okay. Because I'm in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know it.
And at some point, I would love to have you, if you'd be willing to make the trip, come up and be on my TV show as well, which mm-hmm. actually has a national presence.
Oh, really? Yeah, that would be great.
So I really, I'm only booking my TV show. I start bringing guests on again in the fall, but mm-hmm. definitely make sure that you reach out and we talk about getting to actually to come up and be on the TV show. It's
okay.
called Web of Light. And it's about people that are weaving a web of light in the world.
Oh, the same name, uh-huh.
Yep, Web of Light.
This would be great, too, because, it's not only, Kevin, it's not only, I understand that everybody listening, you know, say, oh, he's promoting his ideas, but, I do. But the point is that it's also has to do with people who don't even know that they can keep and stay healthy, and because surgery many times is not successful, and they still end up with a lot of pain, and they don't know how to remove pain, and basically they have no way, and they nowhere to turn to, and they have to live with pain. So, and that would be obviously if it goes on television, at least some people would know, because it's already. My videos are produced here at the local public access station. Every town has their local station, and they're running those videos here in the town I live, and some other towns in Massachusetts. So, and then there was some response. People saw it, and they said, oh, my God, I thought that I didn't have any other options, and they found out that there is an option.
Yep, and that's just it is, you know, oftentimes you have to follow the money trail to find out why that oftentimes if the right people are not making money, you find that those things don't get shared as much, people are less aware of them. If you don't have, $1 million to put into your sales force to go out and advertise on big stations, then right. the doctors don't get educated about the choices because they get their education so often over the lunch table from the farm rep and the pharmaceutical rep.
Somebody else, that's right. Or from the people who in the surgery industry. The surgery industry is the industry by itself because there's a lot of supplies there, and also surgeries happen to be much more lucrative than any other procedure. So the surgeries from a knee or hip replacement run anywhere from 20 to 40,000 apiece. So, and that's very, very lucrative.
Yep, and again, it's follow the money. You follow
right.
the money and you find out, And, you know, and it is, I mean, it is tough, and it's tough to know who to believe and who to trust and things like this. But people have to get better at asking better questions.
That's right.
They have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've got to be. They've got to be asking the questions. They've got to be, you know, holding accountable. You know, whatever it takes. But you just cannot take things at face value these days.
That's right.
And I'm not saying.
Don't take your word for it, because that doctor also, the other things, if a doctor treats, that's another thing. It's almost shocking that somebody with no medical degree making statements like this. But the point is that if you are a medical professional and you treat only one third of the body, the question is, are you qualified to treat a patient? Because you don't know about the other two systems, and it's only two systems, because actually the body has 11 systems in the body, and this is where the problem is in the medical field overall, that the 11 systems, and there will be 11 doctors treating a separate system. And this is why many times outside the musculoskeletal pain, people don't get resolve their problems, because it's treated by different doctors, each part of the body treated by different doctors, and it could be different opinions how to do it.
Yep. I couldn't agree more. So, Lenny, are you currently running a practice in the Boston area? Do you have a practice for functional medicine?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sure that people can find that if they go to your website, or if they go to any of your YouTube or that. I do want to remind people that his website is wellnessandbeyond.net. That's wellnessandbeyond.net. Now, one of the things that's happened recently, and with all the research studies you've done, what do you think? Do you think that this big craze to move towards standing desks, do you think that that helps, or is that just a lot of hype?
I think that the thing is that what is forgotten in this world, that people want to stay active. This is another thing that I don't know whether we have time for this now or not, but what I found also, that the concept of active fitness is really a flawed concept, because people think that as long as they go to a fitness club on a regular basis and do the workouts, they're going to be healthy, and they don't have to worry about anything. But the problem is that if you don't know how the body is supposed to move, and you're going to move it the way you want it to move, because you need to work out, you need to get the heart rate up, you need to get some sweat, and if you don't know how the body is supposed to move, then it's very possible that you're going to be moving the body in the wrong way, which means that most of the active people, if they stay with that, and I see it all the time with people who've been active for 20 to 25 years, most of them is seriously dysfunctional, because they didn't know how to move their body, and the body was getting, rather than getting any benefit, they were driving the body into more and more dysfunction as the time went on. And another example is with the professional athletes. They do it, if we, for example, fitness enthusiasts, do like 3 or 4 times a week, they do it every day. And what happens, most of them, I mean, in any sport, if you're 30 years old, then you're basically done. And they don't last until 30 years old, because they also don't know how to move the bodies, and they think that injuries are inevitable. So in other words, you can't avoid it. And this is another thing that which is fits into your show, that you tell people. The people think that if I get older, this is why I'm getting it. No, it's not because of you getting it, because if you don't maintain your body functional capacity, then you should expect that the body will break down. But if you will, then you could continue, and you can be healthy for a long time, maybe lifetime, if you learn how to maintain functional movement in your body, whatever you do.
Well, and I'm a big believer that, for years I have attributed part of the reason why I take no medications at my age, that I don't have a lot of the stuff that people my age have, is because I'm very fond of chiropractic massage and Rolfing. And, right. And I will do alternative and herbal things around, because I work as a medical intuitive around the nervous system and stuff like this. But if you're giving regular care to your skeletal system, to your muscular system, and Rolfing, which of course I'm sure you're familiar with, works with the myofascia, that kind of clays everything together to function properly, that's a powerful combination for preventative medicine.
Right.
I mean, do you agree or?
Well, I agree to some extent, but also you have to remember that chiropractic care, massage, it's only a temporary solution for if you have a problem. So in other words, for example, yoga, okay, so the music is playing?
That's our music coming on. We're wrapping down, but I want to thank you so much. Lenny, definitely make sure you reach out to me. We'll see about getting you on my TV show in the fall. That's Lenny Levine.
Okay.
You can find out more about Lenny at www.wellnessandbeyond.net. Thank you for being on, Lenny.
Okay, my pleasure.